Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now to shift our focus to China.
Yes, the decision's been made. And according to the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, or NPC, over the weekend, China will hold its annual meeting of parliament from March 5th.
Oh, that's Friday. And it usually sits for at least 10 days while the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC, is largely a ceremonial advisory body that will run in parallel as well.
So, what can we expect from China's annual meeting this year? What will be their focus?
Another thing we're looking at is China's factory activity, and it looks like it expanded last month, but at a slower pace.
To break the numbers down, the official Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, fell to 50.6 from 51.3 in January. That's according to the National Bureau of Statistics. And that remaining above the 50-point mark separates growth from contraction.
Okay, so it's worth looking at what has caused this dip in China's factory activity for the month of February. I mean, is it really all because of Lunar New Year? We'll find out.
Great question. And last, China has raised its remaining 832 counties out of extreme poverty.
Yeah, I believe this was a aim back in, 2016? And China managed to reach its target last November.
But the questions are, what has China exactly achieved with the eradication of poverty in those counties? Man. And what more will the country be doing to help its people?
Well, let's find out from a good friend of ours, Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. Let's get into it. Thousands of delegates from across the country will gather in Beijing this Friday. That's March the 5th. For the annual meeting of parliament, where China will announce goals for the year, as well as its next five-year plan for economic development.
So, Dawn, what can we expect from China's annual meeting of parliament? Can we expect a withdrawal of some of the stimulus rolled out last year that helped the economy's rapid V-shaped recovery? And how will this year's meeting focus be different from the one last year?
Hi, good morning. This year's parliamentary session will be important because it is when the lawmakers endorse China's next five-year plan. As Beijing has set certain milestones for itself, such as becoming an advanced economy by 2035 and becoming carbon neutral by 2060, the five-year plan will spell out how to get there. Last year's priority was to get its economy back on track after the COVID outbreak, but this year the government will want to curb debt risks and continue with its deleveraging reform. But it will also have to ensure that demand domestically will expand enough for these reforms to work. This year's priorities would be to grow domestic circulation and develop self-reliance so that it is not beholden to foreign markets and technology.
Let's turn our attention now to China's factory activity.
Yeah, it expanded in February at a slower pace than a month earlier, hitting the lowest level since last May and missing market expectations after a brief COVID-19 related disruption earlier in the year.
Yeah, okay, so Don, was it all because of Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year? I mean, what sort of efforts can we expect perhaps from Beijing to boost this back up in, say, the next year or so?
China's factory activity usually dips during the Chinese New Year holiday because many workers would go home. It might also have been affected by COVID outbreaks in some regions in the country. Demand from other countries that have gone into lockdowns may also have contributed to the fall in activity. But it is still above the 50-point mark, which means there is still growth, although at a slower rate. There is some pressure on companies from increasing labor costs and also the cost of raw materials, but there is hope that vaccination drives will mean output can go back to normal at some point.
Here's an interesting one. About 4 years-ish ago, 2016, China officially pledged that by the end of 2020, it would raise its remaining 832 counties out of extreme poverty. And they did that last November. Now, last week, China's President Xi Jinping hailed the achievement as a complete victory at a ceremony in Beijing to honor key project participants.
Well, here's the question. While Beijing, Dawn, says that poverty has been eradicated, what exactly has been achieved and what lessons have China learned from the successful battle against poverty?
China has essentially said it has ended absolute poverty, which has been a key goal for President Xi Jinping as he wants to reach the target of establishing China as a moderately prosperous country this year. Nearly 100 million Chinese living in rural areas have been lifted out of absolute poverty since Mr. Xi became president in 2012. Absolute poverty is defined by China as surviving on less than 4,000 yuan a year, or $2 a day. That is under the $2.50 that the World Bank has set to benchmark extreme poverty globally. I think China has seen that if there is great political will, then something as remarkable as lifting almost 100 million people out of poverty can be achieved in a relatively short period of time. The next plank will be rural revitalization, which is another major strategy to pull up the countryside and narrow the rural-urban divide. Already, China has invested in building infrastructure into the countryside, and it will, now that absolute poverty has been eliminated, be looking at how to rejuvenate and boost agricultural productivity and improving people's living standards through better public services and jobs.
We've been speaking with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief for The Straits Times. Don, appreciate your time. Catch up with you again next week.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.